Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
Katie in Cartersville has a strong opinion on Matthew, who meets girls and then pretends he has lost his credit card to force them to pay for the dates that they have together.
The worst.
Good morning, guys. I think that Matthew belongs to his butt in jail.
Is he doing anything illegal, though?
Isn't that by deception? I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, but I think that that's illegal.
But then the argument could be made, because we talked about this earlier, that if Kelly Cheese goes to a bar and flirts with a guy in order to get a couple of drinks and a shot out of him, right? But she knows. She knows that she's
like
not.
Like you said, that's kind of a give and take thing. This guy is just outright stealing from these girls, and that's illegal. And he can't do that. His moral compass is way off.
Well, amen.
That's something we don't even have to debate. The moral compass part. I would be interested in the legalities of it, though. That would be interesting. Like, if one of these women wanted to press charges, could they?
Yeah, like some type of I don't know. Yeah, because I'd like to see this. You are stealing.
I'd like to see this on Judge Judy.
Judge Judy.
She would totally take this case. Hey, Anne in Lexington.
Hey.
Now you talk.
Hey, I think the guy's a jerk. It's wrong what he's doing. And I hope one day somebody, you know, karma comes back and bites him in the rear. But I also find fault with these women because I think they're being stupid. One date, if a guy says, yeah, I lost my credit card or fine, I don't know what's going on. But multiple dates with somebody like that, I mean, come on, how stupid can you be?
Would
you want to date a loser like that who has no credit card and you know, the whole sob story stuff that he's given? Would you want to go on multiple dates with somebody like that?
My thought was with him not having the stuff, I would figure that after the second date, the girl and all of her friends would be like, he's broke.
Yeah, I would have caught on.
Like the first date, you could be like, all right, maybe legit his card got screwed up and whatever.
Yeah, he plays out a whole scene like, oh, man, I got to call the bank.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure. But
the second time? All right, Naomi in Atlanta, you could be the last call on this. What do you got? Oh, no, hold on. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think the difference between a pretty girl or any girl or guy going up to a bar and seeing if they can get someone to buy them drinks, and I had friends that did that, and you flirt and whatever. And the people that they're approaching know that maybe this person is just trying to get her a drink. I mean, Pink's written songs about stuff like that.
That's true.
But the difference is when he did that gift card, it's kind of like when people go and scam elderly people or whatnot, or Craigslist. He was trading a valuable or service for money. So to me, that's where it becomes a scam or illegal because – you know what I'm saying? It was as if they were...
You totally, 100%. All right. Whenever I say this will be the last call, it always means I'm taking two more calls. All right. So, Lindsay, for reals, though, Lindsay and Ackworth, you had the same thing happen to you?
I did. So we went out to dinner, whatever, no big deal. And he's a total jerk. And so I just told him I'd pay for it. I took the tab back to the waiter. And I was like, this guy's a real jerk face. So here you go. I'm going to bolt. And so I left him with the tab, and I never showed back up.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, just so you know, that's nothing like what we were just talking about. So I guess I should listen to myself when I say we're going to play one more call, and I should just listen to myself. Hey, Liz.
Hey, how are you?
Great.
So, okay, I know this is going to sound crazy, and I probably sound stupid, but
it's not going to be any crazier than the ghost hunting we just did.
Yeah, for real.
I don't know, because I met this guy. He was a waiter at a restaurant, and Australian accent, so automatically it was like, ooh, hello.
Yes.
So,
right? You're tricked.
So talking, and he was telling me about his wife died, of cancer.
God.
And he was going on and on and on about his wife who died. His daughter wanted him to find happiness. My girlfriend and I were out of the Atlanta area. I'll just say that, for a girls' weekend. And so we were there for a couple of days, and it turns out that I might have drank a little too much, and he took $100 out of my back pocket, and then the next night he said, I want to take you to dinner, and used the $100 that I didn't know he stole. I figured I just dropped it somewhere. Used the $100 to pay for dinner. Then I woke up, and I found both of my debit cards were missing. And he had charged about $1,500 worth of just random things everywhere.
No.
So then he tells me his apartment is going under and he needs to move out.
Hang on 1 second. So if so far you meet the guy, he gets all like you think he's just grabbing your butt, being flirty or whatever, but he takes $100 out of your pocket that he uses to then take you out to dinner.
Yep.
And then after that dinner, you guys are hooking up or whatever, you fall asleep, and he takes your credit cards out of your wallet.
I actually went to the bathroom at the restaurant that he works at, and I left my purse behind the bar.
What?
Because my friend was sitting right there, so I went to the bathroom, and he took it out of my wallet.
So this, you didn't even, like, go hook up with him and crash at his house?
No, he didn't even have a house.
How did your friend not see?
Because it was behind the, like, underneath the bar. So, like, I guess, you know, when bartenders, like, reach down and grab stuff from under the bar, he went in and took them out of my wallet.
No.
So, yep. And I kept asking him, I was like, where are you living? And he was like, oh, I'm in between places. My apartment's getting fixed up. So then he asked me, because I have hotel points, he asked me to use my hotel points to get him 3 weeks in a hotel. And I thought, red flag. I was like, I don't think so. So it got to the point where I just cut it off. I let it go. And he started threatening me, started sending me threatening emails.
How long was how long was this whole little mini relationship, though? You said you were out of town.
It was like literally maybe 3 days. And I wouldn't even, like, it wasn't even a relationship. It was just kind of like, I guess, a fling sort of.
It's the freaking Australian accent, man.
We never hooked up. We never hooked up. We never did anything. But it got to the point where.
So what did he end up going to jail for? Did he end up going to jail for using your credit cards?
Yeah, and he had done this to 35 other women.
35.
And it dates back to 1993. And it turns out he never had a wife who died. It turns out he was looking. Back in 93, he claimed he was a doctor and a, I can't even think of the word, the person who picks up dead bodies.
Doesn't matter. When did they find all these women? Had they all, like, filed reports and then?
Yep.
Holy
Everybody
crap.
Had filed reports. And in the last year, there were 15 of us that filed reports. And so now he has a sentence for 5+ years.
Get out of here.
Was he even Australian or was that fake?
No. He's from Iowa.
Ah!
He's not even Australian. Get out of here. Karma.
I'm so serious.
Karma is so real.
Has he ever even been to Outback?
Probably not.
All right. Thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.
It's the Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.